they went and stood around him, and he was resurrected from the dead that day, and he was preaching the day after. Pretty good. Yeah, pretty cool. All right, then Paul was witnessing to the governor of the area, and he spoke to a man who was flapping his mouth off at him. How's that sound? That's a nice way of putting it. I don't know why this triggers me, but it just does. This is what Paul said to this guy. He said, "You son of the devil, you are full of every form of fraud and deceit and an enemy of all that is right." Sounds like a crooked politician to me. Sorry. "Stop perverting the truth of God into a lie." And you know what happened to that guy? Struck with blindness. Better be careful. There's a day coming where the naysayers will suffer their consequence. All right. Third thing. Everywhere the apostles went. Say everywhere. This isn't just the pastor's job. This is your job. Say it's my job. Say it one more time. It's my job. To strengthen believers and to encourage them to go deeper in their faith. That's our job as believers, to strengthen believers and encourage people to go deeper in their faith. That's why you have 17 verses on your insert there. Because in the book of Luke, it talks about power and authority 17 times. Once is good enough, but 17, I think God was trying to get something through. Of course, Luke wrote Luke, but he also, we believe, wrote the Acts of the Apostles. So today we're actually only going to go over another one. We're looking at another miracle in Acts chapter 16, three verses. You ready? "Now it happened, as we went to prayer," that's a good thing to do, right? Go to prayer. "That a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling." Now let me just stop for a quick second. I'm preaching to people that don't hear this. They don't have any clue about the book of Acts. So you guys help me with that. And I'm thankful for that, because I know you're praying for us. And it's amazing. All right, let's verse 17. "So this girl followed Paul and us and cried out saying, 'These men!'" Now wait a minute. Didn't it just say, go back to 16, Larry. Didn't it just say that she had a demon spirit? She had a demonic spirit. And she would fortune tell and bring profit to people. Because you know what? Fortune tellers aren't always wrong. But she knew the difference. Verse 17. "This girl followed Paul and us and cried out saying," oh, I'll tell you why those demons know. They're fallen angels. They know God. Right? Satan is the fallen angel. They know God. They used to be in fellowship with God. And yet they're fallen. They didn't forget. They know. "These men are servants of the Most High God." Here this demon-possessed woman says this. They're servants of the Most High God. She recognized God in them, who proclaimed to us the way of salvation. This woman was demon-possessed. It blows me away. Verse 18. "And this she did for many days. But Paul," I love this, "he was greatly annoyed." You ever been annoyed? Flies can sometimes be annoying, right? "Greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit." Notice he didn't say to the woman, he spoke to the Spirit. Key word here. "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her." And he came out that very hour. Somebody say hallelujah. Now let's look at this a little closer, because I want to talk about power and authority. Everyone say power and authority. Okay, so I'm going to give you two numbers. You ready? Now I know I'm probably preaching to the choir here, but let's say this number over here is 200 pounds. And this number over here is 40,000 pounds. Which one's greater? a cop with a blue jersey on and his hat and his car can pull over a 40,000-pound truck and tell him what to do, not because of his weight, but because of his authority that was given to him by the state of Nebraska or whatever, or by the city. That's authority. Authority, the weight doesn't matter. It's the authority. Understand that? We have the authority. We are 200 pound. Well, I got to be careful of that. But we have the authority. Get that revelation. Doesn't matter how big the problem is. We got the authority. Doesn't matter. Right? So that's the difference between power and authority. Let's say when Karen was working for me, if I can bring that up now, and I said, Karen, would you get this job done on the copy machine? She said, well, I'm not going to do that. Didn't she last very long? No, she went and did it. Didn't ask any questions, right? That's authority, right? And remember the story in the Gospels about authority by a non-Jew. And Jesus stood up and said, not in all of Israel have I ever heard this story. When the Roman centurion said, Jesus, you don't even have to come to my house. All you have to do is say the word. That's authority, and it releases power. Authority releases power. Let me say that one more time. It's authority that releases power. We as believers in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, have the authority to release power into our circumstances. We have authority to release power in our cities, in our state, in our country, in the name of Jesus. We need to get this revelation. We can't sit around on our thumbs wondering what to do. So power. Jesus perceived power when it went out from him to the woman with the issue of blood. 14-year blood problem. And she touched. She went against the law. She broke the law. Because it was wrong in the law to touch the hem of the garment of a rabbi. You couldn't touch him. But she knew if she did, she was going to get healed. That's power. Right? And Jesus perceived that, who touched me? Well, why does that seem so funny? Because the crowds were thronging him, the old King James says. They get together, huddle together, and guess where the oxygen goes? Sucks it right out of the room, let me tell you. Yeah, it happened. We were in India, and we got thronged. A miracle happens, and the whole city comes out, and they're hanging over you. It's 100 degrees. You don't have any spit in your mouth, and you're dry, and you're thirsty, and all of a sudden the oxygen leaves. Well, without water and oxygen, we don't survive very long. But that's what happens. I just imagine that how dense it was with people around Jesus when this woman broke through the crowd and touched the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. And we want to remember that in the book of that Luke wrote, Dr. Luke wrote Luke, but he also, we believe, wrote the Acts of the Apostles. So that's why we see this evidence. But 17 times he says power and authority. Right? So that's why you have an outline, insert, so you can read that thing every day this week. You got 17 verses. Go over how many ever you want. And we're going to go over some of them right now. Luke chapter 1. He will also go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah. Say, that's me. Raise your arm. Say, that's me. I need to walk in the spirit and the power of Elijah. Elijah performed 7 miracles, I believe, and Elisha performed 14. But they were powerful. Another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. To turn the hearts of fathers to children, the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Luke 1:35, this is dear Mary. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. The power, everyone say power. power of the highest is going to overshadow you. Therefore, also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Power. Luke 4:14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit to Galilee. When Joe leaves, he leaves in the power of the Spirit of God. And when he comes back in the power of the Spirit of God. Come on. When we walk out this door, we leave here in the power of the Spirit. When you get up in the morning, you go to work, you leave in the power of the Spirit. You always walk in the power of the Spirit. That's what we need. We need a passion for this. Hallelujah. Luke 4:36. And they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, "What a word this is! For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits to come out." Luke 5:17, now it happened on a certain day he was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal. That is one of the coolest verses about healing, is there's a presence of the Spirit of God in a meeting or a group or a community where the power of the Lord was present to heal. And when that power of the Lord is present to heal, you're getting saved. Ask Asbury College, February 2023. Come on. Kids got saved right and left. People getting healed, touched by the power of God. Hallelujah. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. Luke 5:24. But that you may know, that you may know, that you may know. Sometimes our knowers miss it. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on the earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralyzed man, "I say to you, pick up your bed and go home." Why was that so unusual? You weren't supposed to work on the Sabbath day. This was a Sabbath day, right? And he said, "Pick up your bed." You weren't supposed to do that. Authority and power always will trump the law. Trumps the law. Luke 6:19, the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him, and he healed them all. It's a revival spirit. I remember Pastor Shane going to a revival, St. Joe, Missouri. A guy from Germany was here. He's a pastor. What is it when you get dizzy all the time? What's that word? Yeah, had terrible vertigo. Most of you have met Shane. But anyway, so he went up. The German guy laid hands on him. Boom! Knocked Pastor Shane back, fell on the floor, and had vertigo once since. Power of the Lord is present to heal. Let's believe for that. Hallelujah. Day to day to day. Not just in the sanctuary. Luke 8:46, Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceived that power was going out of me." Well, if he didn't have the power in him, the power wouldn't have gone out of him. So let's make sure that we are endued with power from on high, right? Every day. Hallelujah. And he called his 12 disciples together, and he gave them power and authority over all the demons and to cure diseases. Can we go on? "Behold, I give you authority. I give you the authority." This didn't come from man. It wasn't from a crapshoot. It wasn't from the dice. It came from heaven on high to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. God, we repent for not praying against abortion more than we have. Those lost souls, Lord, the pain and suffering. Lord, we pray for this amendment right now, Father, these amendments. Yes, no. Everyone say yes, no. Easy. Yes first and no second. So I'm going to remember it. Luke 12:5. "But I'll show you how you should fear. For fear him after he is killed and his power to cast you into hell. I say, yes, fear God." Luke 20:20. "So they watched him and sent spies and pretended to be righteous and they might seize his words in order to deliver him from the power of the authority of the governor." Men's hearts failing him, Luke 21, from fear and the expectation of those things that are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Luke 21, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. He is coming in power and great glory, but he has already come once in power and great glory. And we can walk in that power. We can walk in that great glory. Amen. I was with you daily in the temple, but you did not seize me, but it is your hour and the power of darkness. He allowed that darkness to crucify him. Afterward, the Son of Man will sit on the right hand of the power of God. And behold, I send my promise of my Father. Who? For? Who's it for? Me. I send the promise of my Father upon you. Tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. I remember the first time I was at a Lutheran conference on the Holy Ghost. And it was a great conference. And I remember some lady was sitting in a chair, and she had one leg shorter than the other, and all these guys were gathering around her praying in tongues, and I saw that leg grow out. I thought, I'm in. I'm in for this. It was awesome. Yeah. Yeah. So what's our take home today? You know, we know that we want to be strengthened and live deeper in our faith this week, reading these verses. But you know, the one thing we want to understand is the fact that the demonic realm knows it's lost the battle, the end battle. They know it. It isn't like, well, I don't know how this is going to turn out. Yeah, they do. And so do we. We come out on top. And the only way we can do it is we walk in the power and the authority that God has given to us. Amen? Walk in the power and the authority that God has endued us with. We walk in the power and the authority that was given to us. Let's stand. Father, blow in the house today a fresh anointing of power and spirit. Just a fresh anointing, Father. A fresh get up and go. Another one, and another one, and another move, and another wind, another wave. All the things that we call the moves of God. Another one, and another one, another one, and another one, Lord. Help us to be ready for it, Lord. Help us to receive it, Father. To go in the power and the spirit of the living God. Each and every one of us is anointed. Say, I'm anointed with power and authority in Jesus' name. Go in that this week. Have a great week. God bless you. Amen.